You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Browns Nation, so pleased that you're a part of this midweek edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, right here on ESPN 850 WKNR, Cleveland, Ohio. My man Matt Wilhelms here. I'm Michael Regei. Hope you enjoyed the first hour of grading the Browns off the big win over the Tennessee Titans, looking forward to the Pittsburgh Steelers, and giving you our thoughts and the insights with regard to, you know, in a lot of cases for the Browns, what might be next man up coming up on Sunday. Let's find out more as we start off what is our second hour of Cleveland Browns Daily with the head coach of your Cleveland Browns, Mike Patton. Has he discussed all of this week leading up to Pittsburgh with the media just a short time ago?
Pittsburgh week, you know, not much to say to our guys as far as motivation. Division game, and we all know what our division record is at this point. We need to get ourselves a win in the division. And the second time around, you don't want to get in the habit of overthinking it too. And that game was so recent that the teams haven't really changed. I know they've lost some guys defensively, but offensively they're very similar to what they were, and they are getting a couple of the guys that they had out are getting back. But it's a big challenge, and we're hopeful that the dog pound we know will be there for us. Even going back to Sunday, I think I was remiss in mentioning afterwards. I mean, that was, shocking, but in a positive way, just the how well our fans traveled. I mean, we had a huge group of fans waiting for us at the hotel, and there were so many of them at the game. And they were real loud at the end of the game. That was impressive. I know our guys appreciated it. So we're looking forward to getting back home and feeding off their energy and getting the victory. Our challenge still remains on defense to get some things cleaned up. We've talked about consistency, and that's the key word that we've shown at times that we can be dominant, and we've shown at times that we can be where we are ranked among the worst in the league. So it's important for us to, we're not hitting the panic button. That we know that the issues are very detail oriented. That we need to get them cleaned up, get them fixed, and so we can move forward and be the defense and that we know we can be. On the injury front, I know it was out this morning. Phil's going to miss some time. Had a knee scope this morning. I think that the best source for Browns news lately has become Phil Taylor's Instagram. Right next to our website. So, but he'll be shut down for a couple weeks. We'll know a little bit in a few days kind of how that went as the beginning of his recovery starts. So at this point, there's really no more news on that. Billy Winn won't practice today with a quad. And then Joe's hip. We're not quite sure. There is some soreness in it. He went through the walkthrough this morning. I think we'll be very cautious with it. You get to the point with certain guys where you feel good about their practice habits and where they are that you get them in get them to Sunday mode. So we'll keep very very close eye on that, update you guys as the week goes on.
Mike, who slides into Taylor's starting spot?
Well, it depends on what grouping we're in. I mean, we can be out there with Dez. I mean, what we'll probably have if Billy's down, that's the one position where we felt that we did have some depth. So John Hughes was inactive. He'll be active. Kitch will likely be up. If I had to say who will replace Phil, it could be either one of those two. In run situations, it would likely be Kitch.
I know he was dealing with some injuries, but last week, was he just kind of a healthy scratch?
He was. It was just a numbers deal that we wanted to go with a fourth outside linebacker instead of the extra D lineman.
You move Williams up at corner while Joe's not practicing, or does Gilbert play outside?
Okay, Kwan's more of a slot, so it'll be on Justin and Nelly. We'll get a lot of the reps while while Joe's out.
Mike, you got issues throughout the defense, but what's your confidence level in the secondary right now?
I'm not down on that group because they want to get it right. And it's a matter of going out there and putting the work in. There's nothing magical about it. It's going out there, putting in the work, because we've shown that we can do it. If it was a situation where it was just no matter what we were doing, we just couldn't get it right and can't make a play, that's not the case. There are times we get it done, times we don't. And we need to it's just the consistency thing that I've talked about, is take a lot of those minuses and push them into the plus category.
No, I know you're not a real big stats guy, but first down, you guys are giving up 7.3 yards a play according to NFL stats. What do you think is going on there?
Yeah, we're inconsistent on first down, because it's not like it's every first down is 7 yards. You even look at the run defense. I thought we were playing pretty well against the run until they busted the 40-yarder on the jet sweep. So you look at just the raw number, and the average is what it is. But it's the consistency thing. When we're playing well for 9 plays, and then the 10th one we give up a huge chunk, that's a problem. But you feel you're much closer to getting it fixed as opposed to 5 a play, 6 a play, 7 a play, and then the average ends up being about the same. So if we can eliminate the big ones, we feel we'll be much closer to where we want to be.
You have these two undrafted cornerbacks, Williams and Nelson. It seemed, as I recall, that Williams was active at first because of his special teams ability over Nelson's. As cornerbacks, how do they compare?
Kaywon's more inside, more of a nickel, whereas Nelly has played nickel, but he's more of an outside corner.
Have to play against Pittsburgh. How do you feel about that? Two undrafted rookies.
Well, that was just part of the. It doesn't matter to us how we acquired guys. That we're going to put guys out there, give us the best chance to win. And if they have to play, that we're confident that they'll be prepared. Kaywon, other than the early play in the game where he backed up too far in the red zone and then given too much cushion, gave up a touchdown. For the rest of the game, he was rock solid, made some huge plays, made the sack and then the tackle to end the game right there on the last one. So we don't get wrapped up into that. That if they have to play, they have to play. I talked to the team today just about the whole theory of the phrase next man up, what it means and why it's so prevalent in the league. Everybody talks about it because it's true, and it's you sometimes, especially if you're a guy who's on the practice squad or the perceived bottom of the roster and you're not playing, that you start to get into the routine and you get comfortable, and that we challenge those guys. We make sure we do it as a staff, but it's also on them to make sure that I prepare myself to be a starter. And that's why we're confident, because those guys have been doing that. And then when they get asked to do it, they're ready to go. But injuries are a part of the league. And it happens. There's no excuses on Sundays.
Are they just outworking Gilbert? How can an undrafted guy be playing better than a number one pick?
I wouldn't say they're outworking him. Justin's been inconsistent. That's the problem. Really, to compare Kaywon to him is like comparing a guard to a tackle. He's an inside corner. Justin's outside. So he's had his issues, and he knows that he's been picked on when he's in there, and there's a lot of things that we need to get right with Justin, but we're confident that we're going to do it. Nobody's bailing on him, and if he's getting some tough love in the DB room, so be it. We all recognize the talent, and he showed for long stretches he can do it, and then he has his breakdowns. We just have to eliminate those, and that's really indicative of why we are where we are as a defense.
Sorry.
Needing to trust you or trust the coaching. Can you sort of elaborate on that? Is he thinking that he already knows how to?
No, that's not the case at all. I just think when you get into a game situation, that sometimes young guys that haven't had an extreme amount of reps in a system to get it coached and get it ingrained, they fall back on old habits. And that can tend to get you in trouble. It's not an attitude thing at all, no. I'm sorry. There's one in the back.
I'm just asking, how did you feel he had been addressing those concerns behind the scenes the last few weeks?
Every day.
his reps going down each week. Have you warmed up to the idea of getting him involved as a returner?
No, because we just feel that the options that we have are better, that we want him to focus still on. That's pulling focus away from getting him right as a corner. So that was briefly discussed, but that's not a direction that we're going to go.
When you come into a team that has had a long losing streak against a certain quarterback, do you think it is at all mental? Does it become mental at any level? I mean, you kind of went through the same thing in Buffalo with Brady. And is there a mental component to it, and how do you address it if it is?
There could be, but you're dealing with a quarterback. You're just dealing with the team in general. You just look at the lack of success against Pittsburgh, and that's what we talked about that first week. But now that we're into the season, that we're rolling, that hey, we're on to the next one. It's our next opponent. I don't think you get caught up in the history at that point. That we know how we played them the first game, and the improvement that we can make, the things that we can continue to do well, and the matchups, and hey, here's who I played against, and that's all this game comes down to. I don't think you can get tied up in it, because I think it can only be a negative. So I think it's critical for our guys to get to the point where you use the cliche, you know, hey, just treat these guys, they are nameless and faceless, and we're more competing against our standards than we are against anybody else in particular.
When you got to Buffalo, did you address the whole Brady situation with them when you were there?
We talked about it briefly, but not to the extent that we did here. But it was less just talking about Ben in specifically. It was more just the two teams, the franchises.
Now that it's a month later, do you have any greater understanding of why your team came out that way in Pittsburgh?
Well, obviously, we don't, because we came out that way against Tennessee. So. Still searching for it, but it's something that we'll look to get it corrected. I mean, that's something that we've discussed. We've discussed amongst ourselves as coaches. We've discussed it with the players, but it's because we know we're close.
Ongoing deal, sounds like, for the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine. And yes, as we alluded to, there's going to be a huge attention to detail paid starting today with regard to problems on first down, against the run, not being able to make enough impact plays defensively, and the like. Why don't we continue the conversation with that? Got to deal with all aspects that are the Cleveland Browns. Tremendous come-from-behind win against Tennessee. Always better to be able to kick these things around and discuss it when you're coming off a win. Our guy, Scott Petrak, is up next. Elyria Chronicle Telegram. You read him with your Browns in mind. NFL 2, he's next. Don't go away. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.